All right, Dr. Chris Doering, VP of Medical Affairs at Franciscan Health. Dr. Doering, Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine today. For those that don't understand what that means, when a company is looking for emergency use authorization, what does that mean and why is that special?
Well, yeah, it's a special process that the FDA has set up to get drugs or products like a vaccine, tests, things of that nature, to the market faster than it otherwise would in response to an urgent need like the global pandemic. So under ordinary circumstances, maybe more research would be required, certainly to get the full unrestricted approval down the line. There will be a lot more data submitted, but they've achieved enough knowledge and information about the safety and efficacy that they can proceed with this request at this time.
So what is the what's the process like? How will the next, what, days, weeks, months, how long does this take?
Yeah, typically under the EUA process and at least the current administration, the FDA is committed, it's my understanding, to turning around these requests in a week or less. So I would expect that sometime even perhaps before Thanksgiving, we'll have the FDA's answer on this request.
And so if the FDA approves, we're talking about a potential coronavirus vaccine being distributed. How will it be distributed?
It's our understanding that Pfizer and Moderna have both been producing the vaccine in anticipation of this outcome. And will be distributed through a national network of distributors. McKesson is the chosen distribution partner. And right now, there's already vaccine staged around the country to be distributed to hospitals and the sites where the vaccine will be available. So that process itself, once the EUA is granted, should commence almost immediately, and the vaccine would then be available in the amount of time it takes the different distribution partners to set up their administration sites.
Has Pfizer, do you know, has Pfizer said who it will go to first? Is that Pfizer's decision, or is that someone else's decision?
No, that's all dictated through the partnership with the federal government and through our sort of coordination between the federal government and the states. So the initial priority is going to be on the healthcare workforce, those who are working with the most vulnerable patients. And so every state has been asked to communicate to the federal government what those numbers are, and then the vaccine will be distributed proportionately. It's our understanding that Indiana will receive a sufficient amount of vaccine in the first delivery from Pfizer to effectively vaccinate everyone who's in our initial prioritization list.
So from your point of view, from your stance working at Franciscan Health, how will you and your team, how will this work when you guys, you know, get this vaccine and start distributing it?
Yeah, so again, working closely with the state, we're one of six partners with the state of Indiana in Marion County. And we will be standing up a vaccine clinic process for the Pfizer vaccine initially, likely, and then hopefully the Moderna vaccine shortly thereafter. And we will, again, work with the state and its prioritization process to make sure those who qualify and are willing to receive the vaccine do. I think that's a key point. This vaccine is not mandatory. Every person who gets it has to consent to get it. And that's also part of the terms of the emergency use authorization.
And when are we expecting this? When you're talking about all these steps, are we talking about December, January, next spring?
No. This is there's clearly a series of dominoes that have to fall, but we expect them to fall fairly quickly now that Pfizer has submitted their application, and could be as early as the first week of December that the vaccine is in the hospitals and being given to the high priority recipients.
And then after that, so when can the average Hoosier expect to get a vaccine?
Well, that's a good point, because the whole process is set up in multiple stages. And so initially it'll be the healthcare workers who work with the most vulnerable. Then it will be the most vulnerable, those who live in nursing homes, for example, those with high risk conditions for complications or death of COVID. And then on down the line, it'll be available to anyone who wants it. And that'll be largely dictated by the supply. We expect that the supply with the two different manufacturers and maybe another one or two coming down the line to be able to offer the vaccine to anyone who wants it by sometime probably in the spring to early summer of next year.
All right. Dr. Chris Doering from Franciscan Health. Anything else you would like to add?
I mean, there's obviously a lot of what ifs under these expectations. And so if somehow the federal government sees something in the data that they're reviewing that causes them to take pause, we may not get that EUA approval next week. If after starting to use the vaccine, right now they've used it in, I think, about 15,000 Americans as part of the research trial. They've studied 30,000. I believe half didn't get the vaccine and half did. If they start to see something surface from a safety standpoint that wasn't seen in the trials, that could certainly derail things as well. But to be honest, the fact that we are on the brink of having access to this vaccine on a significant wide-scale basis is nothing short of miraculous on the timeline we've been working under.
I think everyone can agree with that. Dr. Chris Doering, VP of Medical Affairs at Franciscan Health, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you. And, this will be a key turning point in our ability to sort of get on top of this pandemic and start getting things back to normal.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Thank you so much, doctor.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.